둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
It's saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia-Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia-Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late. I was just jumping off another little Zoom.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here. For checking out the episode, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Don't forget to give the series a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. We've had some great guests on lately, including Eels, the band Eels, to talk about the new record Eels Time. Let's see, 21 Pilots, actress Annabeth Gish, she's starring in the new movie Ride and Pretty Little Liars. Anthony Michael Hall, who's starring opposite Jessica Alba in Trigger Warning. Kurtwood Smith, back with the second season of That 90s Show. Paul McCartney, comedian Ali Sadiq, the band Wallows. Cleopatra Coleman, you can see her in Clipped on FX. Todd Rundgren was here, G-Eazy, Andrew McCarthy to talk about the Bratz documentary on Hulu. Just an example of what you can get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, actress Kylie Cantrell. She is, she's in the new Descendants movie. Descendants, the film franchise on Disney, is back with its fourth installment, sort of a spinoff and a sequel at the same time. It's called Descendants, The Rise of Red. And Kylie plays the title character, the rebellious daughter of the tyrannical Queen of Hearts from Wonderland. And her character gets an invitation to Auradon Prep, only to find out that her mother has revenge on her mind. It's time travel is involved. Lots of magic, of course. It's a fun new addition in the Descendants movie franchise. We're going to talk all about it. We are going to get into how she landed the role and what that's been like, especially considering the impact that the series had on her while she was growing up, as well as her being a fan of anti-hero stories and the world building the series has become famous for. Kylie's also going to tell us why she would want to travel back to the 90s and what it's been like to work with Brandy, speaking of 90s, on this movie. As well as her own music, she's got new singles, she has the 10-minute song series, and she's probably working towards an album. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. It's Descendants, The Rise of Red on Disney+. It's Kyle Meredith with Kylie Cantrell.
Hi.
First off, it's so great to meet you. What a very strong first name that you have, I should say, in the club of Kyle adjacent, I guess.
You get it. Exactly. If I was a boy, I would have been Kyle. So, good idea.
Congratulations on this. It's so great to see you in this new Descendants movie. This is like, what has this been like for you? Because I know you've been in the Disney family for a while now, but coming into something like this, I mean, there's a whole world already in place. Like, what's this journey been like so far?
It's been just so surreal, especially coming from someone that grew up a Descendants fan, along with like every other kid, every other Gen Z kid, I feel like. It was such a cultural phenomenon when it came out. I vividly remember it. In 2015, I was like in fourth grade, obsessed with the VKs, obsessed with just the Descendants lore, and just, the idea that I get to be, even just a little bit a part of the legacy makes me just so ecstatic. And also it is totally nerve-wracking because I'm like, I'll be the first to say, like, why are we making a sequel for like, something that's so beloved? Like anytime that there is like a sequel, I do find myself sometimes like, ugh, why are they bringing this back? It's already so iconic. So I completely get that with this. It is so beloved and perfect as it is. But I think that's kind of what I've been trying to wrap my head around is like, it's just so cool that we do get to continue this journey and this legacy of descendants, but it is like we're telling the story in our own way, a new story, new characters, it's its own thing. So that kind of like helps me sleep at night. But I'm just excited for people to watch it and enjoy it. There's so much fun music and dance numbers and the things that made me so excited about the original Descendants. I think we're bringing that same essence with this one. So
Did you have any trepidation for taking the role?
I feel like it was one of those cliche moments where I read the script and I was like, I really resonate with this character. I really feel like I can pull this off. I think I can bring something really cool to this. So it was actually, a really sweet moment where I didn't really have any reservations. I felt like, other than the fact of, yeah, obviously, like touching a franchise that is already so iconic is definitely a bit nerve-wracking. But besides that, I thought the character was so cool and had so much depth, and I really was excited to kind of dig in and make it my own and tell the story to the best of my ability. So
And to spell it out here, so Red is the daughter of the Queen of Hearts, Alice in Wonderland. As you were mentioning, like, so what was it about Red that resonated, like that you saw you reflected yourself?
I've always been into like the anti-hero story, and I think Red is there's definitely a bit of that with her. I mean, her mom is the Queen of Hearts, so you can imagine it probably wasn't the best upbringing. I'm sure there wasn't a lot of warm and fuzzy mother-daughter love. Her mom is, I mean, her famous catchphrase is "off with their head." So obviously, you get the idea. She's got a bit of a hard exterior because of that and because of her upbringing. But I think that's what made her so exciting to me is like, oh, I want to like dig into all these layers that she has. And I think that's like the classic, hero's journey. It's like she's finding herself. She's still a teenager, discovering like where she fits between these worlds of being a villain, but also trying to, pave her own way. And maybe she doesn't have to be a villain. Maybe she can be, whatever she wants to be. So I think that's what really excited me about her, the different layers. She's so multidimensional, and it was just fun to play her.
It is really interesting to watch you on screen because you do have to play this conflicted role the entire time to try to figure out because Red knows who she doesn't want to be, but it's the only world that she knows. Like, I know this is not exactly a question, but you play it really, really well because all the way right up until the end, I mean, we're doing Disney here, so we kind of assume that there's going to be some nice, wrap up to it, but you do it in a way where it's not obvious. It's like we don't exactly know how this is going to go towards the end.
Yeah, it is that she's pulled between what she knows and then trying to embrace. I think Chloe helps her with this, but trying to embrace different aspects of herself of, wait, maybe I can be like nurturing towards other people. I can, you know, not just be one thing. It's not black and white, which I think Chloe kind of helps her on that journey. But it is, she is very conflicted the whole time, I feel like. So it was fun to play that. And it was also like challenging in some ways, because I think she has such an arc that, you know, obviously we film everything out of chronological order. So I had to keep taking mental note of like, okay, where is Red in this part of her journey? Like, and also her and Chloe's like arc of their friendship. Like me and Malia would be filming scenes where we hate each other. And then the next scene, like it's like the end of the movie and then we like each other. So it was like constantly trying to keep mental check of like where I am in, or where Red is in her journey. So that was interesting.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kylie Cantrell.
And, you know, the fun thing is also, I mean, with Alice in Wonderland, being Queen of Hearts in Wonderland, there's that opportunity for things to get really trippy, which I think you all take care of really well, especially in those early parts of the show. Like, you can do a lot with that. What you did with the hat, or what they did with the hatter and everything, just the visuals. Like, I'm really enjoying seeing that kind of that part of the world, you know.
Totally. Yeah, I think every world has its own distinct vibe, and Wonderland does feel a bit more mysterious. There is a bit of an elusive kind of energy about it. And then Auradon is so bright and like fun and has that electricity. And then Merlin Academy, it feels nostalgic. It feels, you can feel the drastic energy shift when they go back in time. And I think that's the cool thing about Descendants. It's all of these worlds that we all know and have, we have an idea of what we think Wonderland is, but, and an idea of Auradon, but seeing it in this new reimagined way, I think makes it just that much more exciting.
And it's a time travel movie. And I only bring that up because if I have to pick a favorite genre movie, I think that's it for me. I'm in for any kind of time travel story. Just fun seeing the way you play with that and then mess with the rules. To put you on the spot, because I'll always ask this question, if you could travel back in time, is there a period that you would go to?
That's good. That's really good. I would say I'd probably go back to the 90s. Like, I feel like that era of just art in general, I think, was like at its peak in that era. And like, I feel like it's...
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
We're seeing it today. I mean, everything is so cyclical, but I think that we pull so much inspiration from that specific period in the 90s. And like everything that was popping back then, like has fully came back now, like in our generation, everything from the music and just the fashion and the type of movies. Like, I think that we're seeing it so much all the time of like, even my parents will be like, oh my gosh, you're wearing these like baggy cross color jeans. Like that was huge in the 90s when I was, you know, going out and wearing that. So it's cool seeing things from that period come back, but I'm constantly inspired and taking bits of inspiration from that period.
And I have to mention, then you've got Brandy coming back, you know, reprising her role, and you know, Brandy being the big 90s moment in that too. So that works out nicely. How was it working with Brandy?
So cool. I've been such a Brandy fan forever. That was like, I think my dad did a really good job of like really exposing me to all different genres of music and all types of artists. But Brandy was one of the ones he showed me early on. And I was like, whoa, I'm obsessed with her. Like, how can she sing like that? Her music, there was something just so fresh about it. And, you know, I continue to listen to her and to emulate bits of what she does. And I think that I owe so much of how I sing to her, and so much is inspired by her in my music. So getting the chance to work with her, I don't think I ever would have imagined that in a million years. So it was surreal, and she's so sweet and kind, and it feels genuine. But yeah, it's cool seeing how she is just like so sweet, even though she's literally like an icon and Yeah, it was really, really cool working with her.
Of course, I want to touch on the music too. We get the new version of What's My Name. And when you have a project like this, like what comes first? Does the music come first or does the role come first?
I think definitely the role comes first, but with a project like Descendants, the music is almost, it's like another actor. It's like another piece that's so important to the puzzle because it's moving the story forward in such a way. And I feel like that's true for all musicals, but especially with Descendants, the music is such a huge component. So I was lucky enough to like be able to hear the music very early on. And that just like even more just made me so excited because the music was so good, and I think just like really, really, it feels like the other Descendants. It has the same energy as those songs and emotion and depth, but also it feels like newer, and it feels like what would make sense for a Descendants movie now. So, yeah.
Those are iconic soundtracks. And seeing what you've been doing on the music side of your career, I know there's singles out, but of course I was listening to the 10-minute songs, volume one that's out there. By the way, the 10-minute songs, that's a total flex on your parts. You
Oh,
take,
thank you.
yeah, you take three words that one of your fans throws at you, and you put this song together. When you got a project like that, I mean, surely you recognize like maybe one of these or a few of these are a little bit more special. Like, do you take the time later on to say, I'm going to build that out to something much bigger, something much more for myself?
Thank you, first of all, but I think with that series in particular, and just like when it comes to songwriting for me, I think it's so hard to be objective, and it's so easy for me to be like, this is literally trash. Like, I'm never putting this out. This sucks. So really, like the songs that I finished for that EP were completely driven by the fans and by the ones that they resonated with. And of course, like now I'm able to look at it as like, oh my God, I'm so happy that I finished it, and I do like the songs a lot. Of course, I'm like, there's things that could be better, but I feel like I'm able to look at it as like, oh, like this was such a special moment for me to connect with my fans and just to make music for them. And I think that's just the special thing about it. But it is vulnerable, it is nerve-wracking. And I mean, if it wasn't for the fans, I wouldn't have put it out for sure.
You find then that that type of writing by assignment affects the way you write outside of that series?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely not as quick to finish songs when I'm not doing it under that time constraint. Makes it a bit easier. And there's like a weird freedom in that with doing it like the 10 minute, because I'm like, I don't have time to overthink anything. So it's really just like, okay, whatever I think of, just pen to paper, that's what it's going to be. Whereas, when I'm in a writing session, I feel like, and you're just starting with, there you don't have the three words to kind of narrow in on. I feel like it does make it harder. But I don't know. I mean, I love songwriting, and I feel like it's both challenging and so rewarding at the same time when you do have something that you really love, because it's so rare. I feel like to finish a song and be like, oh my God, this is exactly what I want to say. This is exactly how I want it to sound. So when you do have those moments, you're like, oh, this is why I do it. This is the best job in the world. So yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kylie Cantrell. So I know Unsure, that's a collaboration, but the track's like all booed up. Is this leading up to something? Is that what's going on with these new singles?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I try not to get too caught up in the game of like, I want to be like, just dropping stuff constantly. And like, I feel like I've always tried to be like quality versus quantity when it came to music. So I'm always trying to just like perfect my craft behind the scenes and just, make sure I'm always putting out the best product and the something that I feel like really does, reflect me and where I am in this chapter. So, I mean, of course I want to put out an album and I have so many songs in the vault. But I think I am a bit of a perfectionist in that way of like, oh, I want it to be, perfect. So I think I hope that I can release it soon. But yeah, always working, always, and I feel like I try not to rush things. So I'm like, when it feels right, it's gonna be right and I'm gonna put it out. And I just always want to make the best music that makes me happy. And yeah, so I'm trying not to rush it, taking it day by day, but always working on music, always.
Do you find that there's a point when you started to find your own voice and style?
Yeah, for sure. I think with every new artist, that's like the first thing is, what's gonna separate me? What do I want to say? What's the sound? So that's such a process and such a journey within itself. But I feel like it's been really cool over the last 2 years that I've been heavily songwriting and working with great collaborators and producers and writers. I've really been able to find my sound, and I feel like I've had like a crazy sound change and career behind the curtain that I haven't shown people. Like I have songs that are all types of genres, but I feel like now, because I've taken the time to kind of really figure out my sound, I feel like now it's really narrowed in on exactly what I want it to feel like and sound like. So I'm excited for people to hear what I've been working on.
Yeah, can't wait to hear what's coming up out of that. In the meantime, Descendants, The Rise of Red. Again, it's so fun seeing what you guys are doing out there and this story, building on this world. And I didn't even like there are those lines in there, bad people don't think they're bad. It's better to be feared than those moments, like I think it's important stuff that you're saying, especially in this time that you all are saying it. So I just throw it out as again as a congratulations on what you all have accomplished with this.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time.
You too.
My thanks to Kylie. Descendants, The Rise of Red. You can find it on Disney Plus and the Disney Channel in August. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Before you leave, do hit that subscribe button. Again, you do that, I'll give you three brand new interviews every single week, just like this one. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Suzanne Vega, The Motels, Girl Scout, Prince, Pretenders, Foo Fighters, Amy Winehouse, Wonder Horse, Nine Inch Nails, The Smashing Pumpkins, Tom Petty, Nilufer Yanya, Hozier, Orville Peck, Alison Russell, Lush, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Yanis and the Yaw, Enigma, The Decemberists, American Aquarium, and my interview with Tears for Fears. Again, just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Perfect.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.